UAE breaks with Saudi Arabia, abandoning Oprah equity to pursue uncapped energy production strategy. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, the UAE is withdrawing from Oprah equity effective May 1, 2026, ending nearly six decades of membership to pursue uncapped domestic energy production without Saudi production quotas. The Hormuz Strait remains partially blocked due to the nine-week U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran, creating a paradox where the UAE is leaving Oprah equity during elevated oil prices but constrained export volumes. Political deterioration between the UAE and Saudi Arabia, including opposing backing in Yemen and competition for regional economic dominance, has made Oprah equity membership a constraint rather than an asset for Abu Dhabi and #X27's growth ambitions. The United Arab Emirates is severing ties with Oprah equity after nearly six decades of membership, effective May 1, 2026, in a move that signals the accelerating disintegration of the cartel's ability to control global oil markets at precisely the moment when supply constraints from the Strait of Hormuz crisis have made coordination most critical. The departure strips Saudi Arabia of a key ally in production management and arrives as Iran's blockade of the Hormuz Strait has cut crude flows, creating the paradox of an oil exporter leaving a price-setting body when prices are elevated but export volumes are physically constrained. State media from the UAE framed the decision as reflecting the UAE's long-term strategic and economic vision and evolving energy profile, including accelerated investment in domestic energy production, positioning the exit as strategic rather than reactive. The timing is not coincidental. The UAE has chafed for years against production quotas set by Saudi Arabia, Oprah equity's dominant force and largest producer, with disputes over caps delaying and prolonging cartel meetings. But the split runs deeper than barrels and quotas. Political relations between Riyadh and Abu Dhabi have deteriorated sharply, with the two former allies backing opposing forces in Yemen and competing economically for regional dominance. Rystad Energy's Jorge Leon characterized the stakes plainly. Oprah equity and Oprah equity plus have only ever been as strong as the members' willingness to hold barrels back from the market, and the UAE was one of those. Saudi Arabia is now left doing more of the heavy lifting on price stability, and the market loses one of the few shock absorbers it had left. The cartel's weakening comes as the Hormuz Strait remains partially blocked due to the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran, now in its ninth week, which has throttled one of the world's most vital oil choke points. For now, all Persian Gulf producers, including the UAE, face physical export limits regardless of their Oprah equity membership status. The UAE, located directly across the Hormuz Strait from Iran, has been particularly targeted by Iranian attacks since hostilities began, according to reports on the conflict. This geography makes the UAE's decision to break with Oprah equity and pursue independent production strategy especially striking. It is betting on a post-conflict environment where it can monetize expanded capacity without Saudi veto power. The geopolitical realignment behind the break the UAE's departure is inseparable from its broader diplomatic repositioning. Former UAE government official Tariq Al-Attaiba wrote recently that the Iran war has strengthened Emirati ties with the United States, Europe, and Israel, while Arab neighbors hedged, equivocated and, in some cases, pressed for their own agendas even as states were under attack. This is a pointed critique of Saudi Arabia's more cautious posture during the conflict, and it reflects Abu Dhabi's calculation that alignment with Western and Israeli security interests offers more durable strategic value than coordination with Riyadh on oil output. The rift over Yemen, where the two Gulf powers back opposing factions, has been well documented, but economic competition is equally significant. Both nations are racing to position themselves as regional trade and finance hubs, with the UAE leveraging Dubai's infrastructure and regulatory flexibility against Saudi efforts to build Riyadh into a corporate headquarters magnet. Oprah equity membership, which binds the UAE to production decisions driven by Saudi fiscal needs rather than Emirati growth ambitions, has become a constraint rather than an asset. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi conducted a 72-hour diplomatic sprint across Pakistan, Oman, and Russia in late April, discussing a proposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz while deferring U.S. nuclear talks to a later stage. Sources indicated that senior intelligence officials from multiple countries attended talks in Muscat focused on Hormuz, regional security guarantees, and settlement frameworks, with nuclear issues set aside. The White House has not confirmed the Iranian proposal's contents, with spokeswoman Olivia Wales stating the U.S. will not negotiate through the press and would only accept a deal that prevents Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. President Donald Trump faces a May 1 deadline under the 1973 War Powers Resolution to obtain congressional authorization for continued military operations against Iran, adding urgency to diplomacy. The UAE's decision to leave Oprah equity positions it to act independently in whatever energy market emerges from a Hormuz settlement. If the strait reopens under a new security framework, Abu Dhabi will be unconstrained by Saudi-imposed quotas and free to flood markets with additional barrels, capturing market share while prices are still elevated. Cartel mechanics under pressure. Operate Equity's production discipline model depends on members accepting lower output in exchange for higher prices, with compliance enforced through a mix of shared fiscal interest and Saudi political leverage. The system has been fraying for years. Qatar exited in 2018, citing a desire to focus on natural gas. Indonesia left in 2016, rejoined in 2016, and suspended membership again in 2016 before withdrawing in 2016. Ecuador departed in 2020. Each exit reduced the cartel's market share and its ability to absorb demand shocks by adjusting supply. The UAE was a larger and more strategically significant member than these prior exits. As Rystad Energy noted, the Emirates was one of the producers willing to hold back barrels to stabilize prices, a core function of cartel discipline. Its departure shifts the burden of market stabilization entirely onto Saudi Arabia, which now must either cut its own production more deeply to offset Emirati increases or accept lower prices. The kingdom's fiscal break-even oil price, the level needed to balance its national budget, has historically been higher than the UAE's, giving Riyadh less room to tolerate price declines. The broader Operate Equity Plus alliance, which includes Russia, Mexico, and other non-Operate Equity producers, has already shown strain. Russia has repeatedly failed to meet its production cut commitments, instead prioritizing revenue generation to fund its war in Ukraine. In April 2026, the European Union imposed its largest sanctions package against Russia in 2 years, including a total ban on crypto providers and platforms established in Russia, targeting Moscow's ability to circumvent financial restrictions. The EU noted that Russia is becoming increasingly reliant on cryptocurrencies for international transactions and banned the digital ruble CBDC, the ruble peg group stablecoin, and all support for digital ruble development. These measures, combined with restrictions on 20 Russian banks and entities connected to Russia's SPFS financial messaging network, further isolate Russian oil revenues from the global financial system. The sanctions escalation reduces Russia's ability to monetize oil exports efficiently, which in turn diminishes Moscow's incentive to comply with Operate Equity Plus production cuts. If Russia cannot access Western financial infrastructure to settle transactions, it has less reason to constrain output in coordination with Gulf producers who do enjoy that access. Market implications and capital positioning. From an institutional investment perspective, the UAE's Operate Equity exit accelerates three trends already underway: the fragmentation of producer discipline, the shift of energy geopolitical risk from supply disruption to governance breakdown, and the repricing of Gulf equities based on diverging national strategies, rather than regional cohesion. Saudi Arabia's national oil company, Saudi Aramco, will face sustained pressure to cut output more aggressively to defend price floors, which constrains revenue growth and complicates the kingdom's economic diversification ambitions. The UAE's ADNOC, by contrast, will pursue volume growth strategies, likely partnering with Western supermajors on upstream expansion and downstream integration. This creates a clear trade for long-short equity portfolios: long UAE energy exposure via ADNOC and related logistics, short Saudi exposure, or at minimum underweight relative to benchmarks. The Hormuz situation introduces a second-order complexity. While the strait remains constrained, all Gulf producers face export bottlenecks regardless of Operate Equity affiliation. But the UAE's willingness to break with the cartel now, before Hormuz reopens, signals confidence that a settlement is achievable and that the post-conflict market will favor independent operators over cartel members. Iranian diplomacy, as evidenced by Foreign Minister Arachi's regional tour and the reported decoupling of Hormuz talks from nuclear negotiations, suggests Tehran is also preparing for a new equilibrium. If a Hormuz deal materializes without requiring comprehensive nuclear concessions, it would represent a significant Iranian diplomatic victory and fundamentally reshape Gulf security architecture. For fixed-income investors, the UAE's exit reduces the predictability of oil price floors, which undermines the credit stability of petrostates with high fiscal break-evens. Saudi sovereign debt becomes incrementally riskier as the kingdom loses a key partner in market stabilization. Conversely, UAE sovereign and quasi-sovereign credit strengthen, as Abu Dhabi's strategy prioritizes revenue maximization over price coordination, improving debt service capacity in a wider range of oil price scenarios. The European sanctions on Russian crypto infrastructure also matter here. By banning the digital ruble, rubl stablecoin, and all Russian crypto platforms, the EU is attempting to close the last major channel for sanctions evasion in energy trade. The measures target the Garantex Grin XA7 A5 ecosystem, which Chainalysis estimates has processed $119.7 billion to date as a purpose-built settlement rail designed to bridge sanctioned Russian businesses into the global financial system. If these restrictions succeed in isolating Russian oil revenues, Moscow's participation in Oprivate Equity Plus becomes increasingly symbolic, further eroding the extended cartel's cohesion. The Plaquemium view the UAE's exit from Oprivate Equity is not a standalone event but the visible symptom of a tectonic shift in energy geopolitics, the transition from cartel-managed markets to a multipolar free-for-all where production decisions are driven by national security imperatives, rather than collective price optimization. We see three implications that markets are underpricing. First, the Saudi-UAE split is permanent. This is not a negotiating tactic or a temporary tantrum over quotas. The two countries are on divergent strategic trajectories, with the UAE embedding itself in a Western Israeli security framework while Saudi Arabia maintains greater distance and optionality. Energy policy is following security alignment, not the reverse. Investors should price Gulf Cooperation Council unity as a dead letter for energy markets. Second, the Hormuz crisis is creating the conditions for a post-Oprivate Equity energy order. If Iran successfully negotiates a Hormuz settlement without comprehensive nuclear concessions, as current diplomacy suggests is possible, it establishes a new security model for the Gulf where Iran is a negotiating partner rather than a pariah. In that scenario, Oprivate Equity loses its security rationale alongside its market function. The cartel was always part market mechanism, part political club for Gulf autocracies. If those autocracies are no longer aligned, the club has no purpose. Third, the real energy trade for the next 24 months is not long or short oil, it is long optionality and short predictability. The combination of Hormuz uncertainty, Oprivate Equity fragmentation, Russian sanctions escalation, and U.S. political volatility creates a regime where volatility itself is the asset. Structured products that monetize realized volume in crude and refined products will outperform directional bets. For private equity, this environment favors midstream and logistics assets that benefit from price dislocations and routing inefficiencies, not upstream plays that depend on stable long-term price assumptions. We also note a second-order play that is not yet reflected in positioning. The UAE's Oprivate Equity exit makes Abu Dhabi the natural partner for any major who wants to grow production outside cartel constraints. Expect a wave of joint ventures and capacity expansions announced in H2 2026 as ADNOC leverages its new freedom. The beneficiaries will be oilfield services firms with Gulf exposure and engineering, procurement, and construction contractors positioned for large-scale upstream projects. The laggards will be Saudi-focused operators who face shrinking volumes as Riyadh absorbs the UAE's former quota space. The petrodollar system, already under pressure from sanctions-driven payment fragmentation, is evolving into a multi-currency, multi-settlement environment where the dollar remains dominant but not hegemonic. The UAE's break from Oprivate Equity accelerates this shift by reducing the predictability of supply, which reduces the utility of dollar-denominated futures as hedging instruments. Watch for increased use of non-dollar settlement in bilateral energy contracts, particularly between Gulf producers and Asian buyers. This is negative for dollar liquidity demand at the margin and positive for renminbi and euro internationalization in commodity trade. The bottom line: the UAE's departure from Oprivate Equity effective May 1, 2026, is the most significant defection in the cartel's history and signals the collapse of producer coordination at precisely the moment when the Hormuz crisis and Russian sanctions have made market management most critical. Saudi Arabia inherits the full burden of price stabilization without its former Emirati partner, a task made more difficult by Russia's sanctions-induced unreliability and Iran's increasingly successful diplomacy on Hormuz access without nuclear concessions. For institutional investors, the trade is clear: long UAE energy and logistics exposure, underweight Saudi, and position for a post-Oprivate Equity market regime defined by volatility and bilateral dealmaking rather than cartel discipline. The petrodollar system is fragmenting in real time, and the UAE just placed its bet on the other side of that fragmentation. Watch for a surge in ADNOC joint ventures with Western majors in the back half of 2026 as Abu Dhabi monetizes its newfound strategic freedom. The oil market just lost its shock absorber, and the kingdom is about to discover what that costs.